This is the Attraction Factor with Pam Thomas on Empower Radio. 30 minutes to supercharge your life, move past negativity, and reclaim your personal power. Now, here's your host, Pam Thomas, on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the Attraction Factor, a show dedicated to raising your own attraction factor with practical tips and inspiring interviews. Our special guest today is truly committed to supporting others and manifesting goodness, and I can't wait to bring him on so he can share with us ways to raise our attraction factor by using the law of attraction. But first, I want to wish a thank you and wish well the founder and goodness maker behind Empower Radio, Brent Carey, and I want to thank one of our great producers, Steve, for making this show possible this week. As always, it's a pleasure to be here with everybody. And now for the Attraction Factor tip of the week. Be your own cake. You know, we all have the ability to increase our own self-worth or self-esteem, to get to a place where we're really able to stand upright on our own two feet emotionally. However, knowing that and actually feeling worthy or good about ourselves is a whole different kettle of fish. The fact is, as important as validation from others may be, if we don't feel good about who we are, no amount of kind words will give us that long-lasting feeling of positive self-worth. And sadly, without that positive self-worth, the effects of kind words, loving compliments, and positive feedback from others is just fleeting. So for this week, I want to encourage you to do any or all of the following. First, stop the self-deprecating talk, negative self-talk, put-downs, and disparaging remarks at your own expense. Do nothing more than lower your own self-esteem and self-worth. Second, if you can, get plenty of rest and try and recharge. It's so easy for negativity to creep in when we're feeling run down. And third, be creative and come up with some powerful affirmations for the times when you are feeling low. For example, I'm smart, beautiful, and lovable. Remember, in order for affirmations to be effective, they must be in the present tense. Be sure to read your affirmations once in the morning as you're waking up and once at night before you go to sleep, so you can start your day in a positive way and end it on a positive note. And last, pick one thing about you that you really like and share it daily with the world. For example, if you love your smile and it's a great smile, smile often. Smile at as many people as you possibly can. Just remember, all the cool stuff you need to feel good about who you are rests inside of you. It's time to be your own cake so that someone else's kind words are just the icing. As always, I'd love to hear from you, so please feel free to drop me a line at pam@whatswithinyou.com or join me on Facebook on my fan page at facebook.com/IBBC2011. And now, it is my special honor and privilege to introduce to you not only a dear friend, but someone that I can consider my own spiritual guru, Max Ryan. Max and I met when he was a student of mine in a coaching class, and I have to tell you, his energy was off the charts, and I felt an instant connection with him. So it is such a joy to have him here and to be able to share his energy with all of you. Max is an intuitive life coach. He's a spiritual teacher, and he's a public speaker based out of New York City. He serves as a guide and teacher for those who are seeking peace, passion, and purpose in their lives. Max's pragmatic, non-traditional approach to coaching and spirituality supports his clients as they uncover their authentic selves and reach the next level in their personal, professional, and spiritual lives. Max is also a contributing writer for many online websites, and he's the host of his own weekly radio show, The Magic of Life, on Blog Talk Radio. His extensive background includes spiritual and metaphysical study, education, and theater. He has also studied and worked with esteemed authors and teachers, including Marianne Williamson, Sonia Choquette, Louise Hay, Deepak Chopra, Lisa Williams, Michael Loger, Sandy Forrester, and more. And some of his achievements and designations include, not limited to, I might add, ordained reverend with the Order of St. Michael at the Universal Life Church. He's a certified law of attraction facilitator with Michael Loger. He is a 27-year student and teacher of A Course in Miracles. He's been a special guest on Hay House Radio, an award-winning speaker and evaluator with Toastmasters International. He's also a member of the Charter Class of Inspired Spirit Coaches, as well as a certified level 2 Reiki practitioner. Max, it is such a pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Wow, who is that guy you're talking about? I want to meet him. He sounds cool.
He is cool. He is majorly cool.
Oh, Pam, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for reading my resume.
Anytime, in whatever way I can help you and support you. No, it really is just an absolute pleasure. You and I have been working together for many years now, mm-hmm. and I have benefited so much by your presence and your wisdom. So I'm so excited to have you here and share you with the listeners.
And vice versa. And everyone that listens to the show probably knows, you know, Pam is amazing too, and you've really helped me in so many different ways too. So, and congratulations on having a show. This is awesome for you. So Thanks. Wonderful for you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. You know, since our topic today is the law of attraction and using it to amp up our own attraction factor, would you mind sharing a little bit about how you became interested in the law of attraction?
Well, it's I started as a very spiritual child. I always sort of knew about the energies of the world, that good things were happening when I would feel good things, and when bad things would happen when I felt bad things. I also connected with other, you know, beings also. But I knew from a very early age that there was something about aligning your energy. That's all I knew, that when you aligned and you started to focus on something, it shifted your energy and more of it came. I knew that. And I knew when I looked around at people that seemed to be negative or angry or on that side of the fence, they seemed to do negative or angry or say negative or angry things, and their life became more of that. And the opposite was true of the people that were pretty positive, that were staying pretty positive and looking at the silver lining. They got more silver lining. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense. So I'm kind of curious, what impact has the law of attraction had on you, not just as a coach and a teacher, but personally as an individual?
Oh boy, I could go on and on and on. But you know, I was looking at that our little questionnaire before we started today, and I thought, you know, what's a great example is that I started as an actor when I was very young, and I always was passionate about acting, and I lived in California, but something in my intuition knew I needed to be in New York City since I was very young, and. Around, I guess it was, I went to school and I knew there was a pulling, go to New York, go to New York. So that was spirit sort of calling me to go to New York. But then, you know, really rationally, New York is a very expensive place. There's a lot of, in a way, it's like, wow, it's pretty scary. Mm-hmm, but I was like, I decided I'm going to live in New York. I'm going to live in Manhattan and I'm going to pay less than $500 a month and I'm going to live alone. Which even 17 years ago when I did this, even then, that was a crazy idea. Crazy. But all I knew, Pam, was that's all I focused on. I was going to live alone. I was going to live in Manhattan, and I was going to pay less than $500 a month. And I kept saying it over and over and over and over. And very quickly, when I came here, I had one friend, and I stayed with her for a couple of, like, maybe 3 weeks. Within 3 weeks, I found a place I was living, and it was like $495. And I'm telling you, that was impossible at those days. And that sent me on a road of a whole new journey of becoming a teacher and doing all this other stuff. And that's just one thing. But, you know, lots of different things have happened when I've just said, this is what I'm going to focus on. Mm-hmm. I'm done with this. I'm just going to focus on this. And I'm going to keep staying in that energy of whatever that is. And then I just allow it to come. So I could tell you a lot of stories, but I think that that's a good story for a lot of people that decide to really shift their lives. And say, this is what I've decided to do. Because we're so powerful. Mm-hmm. We are more powerful than we ever know, right, Pam?
You bet. You bet. And what a great, great demonstration of how, you know, just changing your thought process helped you to manifest something that is totally amazing and exactly what you wanted. I've been to New York. I used to travel to New York often because I worked for a company in New York. And for those of you who have never visited New York, it's a wonderful place to visit, but it's extremely expensive. And getting an apartment for $500... non-existent. So well right. done you master manifester. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and a million different it. Things too. And all of us have that ability to do. Everyone that's listening to this call on some mm-hmm. level, they've done that. You've done that somewhere in your life. It's just sure. that we don't live our life like that.
Yeah.
We think, oh, once in a while that happens. Well, no. The world is the effect. We are the cause. And when we realize that, we go, oh, that's what I can do. I actually can make my life what I want it to be, about joy, about love, about adventure, whatever it is. And the things will come because we realize that everything we experience in life is not some random experience. It's what we are vibrating that we are experiencing.
Oh, absolutely. And that's a great point. So, you know, what's the most important thing for people to know about the law of attraction? Because we've all seen The Secret, most of us.
Yeah, most of us have. And it's, I mean, there's a lot of different things. There's a couple of different things. And I think that one of the most important things is to for people to realize that what I just said, and this is really important to get. And sometimes you get this at certain times in your life, that you get what you vibrate, but mm-hmm. you're not always aware what you're vibrating.
Mm.
And there lies the rub, is that many people, you know, on some level, they're like, I'm positive, but they might be using words that aren't, or there might be something underneath that's fearful. That's angry. Mm-hmm. That's negative. And that's the most important because the other thing, so we need to know that. We have to be self-aware to be like, I might be saying this thing on the outside, but my internal words might be going, I'm really scared. I'm da-da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. But on the outside, you're going, I'm fine. Everything's perfect. That is confusing to the universe, and you're never going to actually attract it because there's two vibrations going on at the same time. So being really aware about where any kind of, for lack of a better term,
right.
negative vibrations are in your life,
mm-hmm.
and there's a great technique for that too, a great technique of that, is that I always tell people at the beginning, just start like this. Your homework for the rest of your life is to stay – to never say don't, not, or no.
Don't, not, or no. Never
those
say
three
it
words.
Ever again.
If you can, if you say don't slam the door, you say please close that lightly. If you say I don't want to be late, say I want to be on time. If
I
you
see
say,
where you're going.
None of that, you say I would prefer this.
Mm-hmm.
When you start to shift your words and eliminate don't, not, and no, those three words, your vibration will change. When your vibration changes, your results change.
It makes sense. But, you know, you and I both have heard this a time or two. I mean, we've both been studying the law of attraction for a while. If mm-hmm. we attract what we want into our lives, what uh-huh. is it? Why is it that bad things happen to good people? What do you say to people who feel that way?
Well, there's a couple of different things. We have to be, I'm going to come back to what I said earlier, and I think it's really true, and it's not always an easy pill to swallow, but
mm-hmm.
we have to accept the fact that we get what we vibrate, that this world of things and of events, of experiences is a direct reflection of our vibration. So it's not like we're intentionally going, I'm really angry and I'm going to have these angry things happen. There's somewhere inside of us we have to take, you know, a respondability. It's a responsibility to say, oh, okay. And here's the key. This is the key. To go, look what I have created. Because you know what? Most people, I mean, Pam, don't you go, look, I created a parking space. Don't you? You go, look, my angels brought me a parking space. Or I created a parking space, right?
Well, I've been known to say that to myself. I don't know that I shout it to other people, but yes, I've done that from time to time.
Take
yeah.
responsibility for the positive things and go, look what I attracted. It's so great.
Yeah.
But then when negative things happen or when they don't say, wow, look what I attracted. They go, no, that's the world and that's something different. We have to say, oh, actually, that's okay. And don't say that we're a bad person because that happened.
If we
judge ourselves because of negative things happened, then we're not going to be able to move forward. And we're not going to be able to clean up our vibration, actually. I know that's a roundabout way, but does it make you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And I'm sorry that I stepped on you. I'm going to play devil's advocate for just a second.
Sure.
Because I've heard this before. What about the mom whose child is in the hospital? With a terminal illness.
I get that. And you know what? There's no answer that I could ever give you that would satisfy me or satisfy you.
Yeah.
So I say, you know what? That's up to you and whatever you believe in God or the universe. And there's no answer. I'm not here, as far as law of attraction goes, to get you to believe it. to I'm here to just say, here's some tools to see if you see it works in your life. If you see it works in your life, then I'll help you to do it more. But those kinds of things, Pam, in general, there's no easy answer. So I can't ever say an answer that's going to satisfy you or anyone else about 9/11 or about the kid with cancer or something. Those are things that are sad. You know, they're sad. And there's no doubt about it. But, you know, there's no way that I can ever give an answer for that.
You bet.
You know?
You bet.
And it's not about, the law of attraction is not about pretending bad things don't happen.
Well, no, because that's sweeping things under the
going,
carpet.
Oh, okay. I see it. Mm-hmm, how long we're going to keep replaying the story is very important.
You know, and it's interesting, Max. You know, I made reference to The Secret, and that was an excellent introduction to the law of attraction. I know when it came out, I had clients who were absolutely in a tizzy thinking, oh my God, if I have bad thoughts, bad things are going to happen.
Yes.
And Oh my God. I've got to watch every single thought that comes through my head. What do you say to folks who are really fearful of their thoughts?
I'd say, first of all, is that you start right here and right now. And right here and right now, moving forward, is that we can start to say, my overall intention is to keep looking towards what's working and what gives me joy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing, because as we do that, the law of attraction says, you know, that that's like itself will be attracted. So you don't have to, we don't have to go, oh, there's a negative. You do have to, like I said, just be aware when you start really working with saying, I said don't, I said not, I said no. If you start to be aware of those and you start moving towards something instead of pushing away from something, then everything will start flowing. And you don't have to worry about and if there's a negative thought, the main thing is to look at it briefly and then move on. Go, there's something negative. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Don't deny it. Don't say, I'm not feeling negative. I don't feel bad. You say, oh, look, I have a negative thought. That's interesting. I'm going to now focus on this positive thing. Or I'm going to, because there's a million positive, wonderful things happening in our lives all around us. But our ego will go, stay on the negative one.
Because for whatever reason, thinking negatively can be easier.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I don't know if it's easier, Pam. Do you think it's easier if we're just not in the habit of it?
Well, you know, I think it's a twofold thing. You know, we might not be in the habit of thinking all the time the positive, but you know, if you think about the things you don't want, sometimes for folks that's easier than to think about the things that you do want.
It's very important to think about what you don't want. It's important. We have to have the contrast. That's what Hammonds would say. We have to have it so we know what we do want. Exactly what you're saying. We've got to be able to say, well, I don't like anchovies. That's for sure. I'd rather not have those. Whatever, I'm going to take that. So you go, oh, I don't want that. That doesn't feel right to me. But you know what? But sun-dried tomatoes feel great. I love those. So you go, I don't want that. But you don't keep looking, I hate anchovies. I hate anchovies. I don't like them. They're really awful. I hate them.
You don't do
that. But if it's something negative in our life, a lot of times we'll keep going, oh, that's so horrible. It's horrible. And I keep looking at it. You just go, oh, okay, you know what? I have to just allow this to be for however long until I can move forward to something else and go towards what you really want, what feels right and feels good to you.
You bet. And I think, would you agree, it all comes down, as you mentioned or kind of alluded to earlier, that awareness that we're creating for ourselves, creating the awareness of how we're showing up, creating the awareness in the language we're using, just creating awareness in our life.
Huge. It's all about that. It is all about that. I mean, I think that it's like The Secret was wonderful, but it really didn't address what we're talking about right now. It's about what is your awareness of who you are. Because who you are is what's being created in the world all the time. And it's not that, you know, that is so important if we go on this journey to go, okay, I'm going to find out who I are. And sometimes at the beginning of the journey, there's things that you look and go, oh, those things don't make me feel good. I got to start to clean those things up, get healthy, and then start to go, okay, now I can start to project out to the world what I really do want, what I really do want. But yeah, awareness is key. It's key.
Absolutely. And what else is key to attracting what you do want in your life? We talked about vibration. We've talked about awareness. What else is key?
We sort of touched on knowing what you want. Very important. There's a very great way to do that. You just go from what you don't want to what you do want and just keep focusing on what you do want. And then you start to give it attention and energy, what you want, attention and energy, and focus. You talk about it. Say, I'm in the process of attracting this Porsche to my life. I'm in the process of attracting the most amazing. I'm going to talk about Porsches all the time because they're my favorite car. I'm in the process of attracting this. I'm in the process of realizing this dream that I've always had. You know, you give it to that focus. And then the sort of the last part is really the part that a lot of us don't really get so much. It's the allowing it to happen part. Ooh. And that part is the allowing it to happen part is the part where we all go, wait a second, you mean I can just get really clear and then sit and sort of focus on it? And it basically will come into my life. And you know what? You get what you vibrate. So you don't have to get in there and start doing. You can allow it to come.
So is that the art of receiving that we're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Very much so. And that's where people, most of us, get into, oh, I have to do all the work. I have to do all the work. No. Law of attraction is going to take care of it all. Or the universe, the way it's set up, is going to be like, I'm going to put you in the right place at the right time to meet that person to get the thing.
But don't you agree you have to take action?
You do.
Okay.
But you have to take action of the things that make you feel good, not from your head.
Ah, gotcha. So the things that feel good in your heart and in your gut.
Gotcha.
Well, I know we're running out of time, but I would love to ask you one final question.
Sure.
What's one hot tip you could share with our listeners to help them to amp up their own attraction factor using the law of attraction?
I'm going to come back to the thing I said at the very beginning to start off with, to eliminate the words don't, not, and no out of your vocabulary. When you start doing that, you're going to start – well, first of all, you're going to realize, I sure say don't not know a lot. But when you do that and you go, wait a second, how can I change don't to something more positive or going – your whole vibration is going to switch from pushing against to going towards.
Yeah.
And when you do that, your vibration will shift, and that's really what I would call cleaning up your vibration. Clean up your vibration. And once you clean up your vibration, you'll feel more joy, you'll feel more peace and love. And as you do that, then you can start going, okay, now what do I want to actually attract into my life more? But the first thing is to be really aware about the negative things that you're saying. Just these three words. It doesn't have to be every negative thing, and that will shift your vibration. I think that that's one of the most important things at the beginning.
Okay, so really focusing on when you say don't,
not,
and no. Mm-hmm. Wow, okay. Excellent.
And how you can switch it.
You can switch it.
Yeah.
So catching yourself in the moment.
Yep.
Okay, that's a great tip. I know you have a class coming up for the law regarding the law of attraction. So I'd love for you to share how people might be able to get in touch with you and maybe get involved in that class.
Yeah, sure. Actually, it's great. There are no coincidences, Pam, but that I happen to be on here today. And tonight I'm starting this class. It's a 4-week Mastering the Law of Attraction course. And my website is maxryan.net. And it's going to be some of the stuff that we talked about, but it's going to be 4 weeks of pretty intensive work that you're going to get homework, and then you're going to come back and report, and then you're going to learn the next step. And as you do that, you're going to see how you're starting to clean up your vibration and starting to attract what you want and just sort of let go of what you don't want over these 4 weeks. So I'm really excited about this class.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome.
I also thought, you know what, because you've been so great, and I would like to give your listeners, anyone that's listening today, a discount on the price if they want to start tonight.
Oh, fantastic. So how would they take advantage of that discount?
They could go to maxryan.net. You'll see all the stuff that I do. And then there's a pull-down menu for a contacts page. If you send me an email on there and saying you listen to Pam's show and you want to join, then instead of it's very inexpensive. It's $47 for 4 weeks. But, you know, for your listeners, I'll do it. We'll do it for $40. And it'll be great. $10 a week. How great is that?
That is a superb offer, and it's one that you can't not afford to take advantage of. Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that gift with our listeners. Really appreciate it. And more importantly, Max, thank you for being here and sharing with us your special gifts and this topic that I know is very near and dear to your heart. Really appreciate you being here.
Oh, thank you. I'm so thankful. I'm really thankful.
Oh, me too. Me too. Yay. Me Yay. Too. You know, I know we're running out of time, and as always, I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening and being here with us each week, whether that's listening live or listening to the recorded versions of The Attraction Factor. As always, it is such a pleasure to have you on board, and it's always a pleasure to be in touch. Please do feel free to get in touch with me should you have a question, a thought, or a concern. And again, you can do so by emailing me, Pam@whatswithinyou.com. Tune in next week when our topic will be Lego My Ego, How Our Ego Impacts Our Own Attraction Factor. Until next week, here's to your attraction factor and amping it up. Be well, everyone, and take good care.